Cultivate to thrive. Hello, and welcome to Cultivate to Thrive podcast. My name is Michelle Gunn, and I'm a Gallup certified strengths coach. I am a self-actualization coach and a mindset coach, three things that envelop all of who you are. Now, I help professional moms thrive in the reclaimed value as they cultivate a life of purpose that is also fulfilling. Welcome to this episode. Today, my topic is the significance of relationships, a Christian woman's perspective. I thought this would be very appropriate since today is Ash Wednesday and Valentine's Day. So I want to start out a little bit differently, especially since everyone knows that this has a Christian kind of tone to it. So I was gifted this great Lenten companion. And as I was reading it this morning, there's a little prayer that I want to share with everyone. Ready? Named Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Father in heaven, you see everything. Convert my heart so that I may constantly remember your hidden gaze and learn to delight in pleasing you even when no one else sees what I do. Amen. I thought that was very fitting. The commentary talks about, you know, people wanting to be seen, especially here on this Valentine's Day. Many people want to be seen by the ones they love, by those they are enamored with, and want to be showered with gifts. It's been quite commercialized. We should actually be showing love every day. So to begin, I do, again, want to welcome all of you who are here today. I'm very happy to have you here. And I really want to talk about the significance of relationships with a Christian perspective. And it's not relationships, just love relationships. It's relationships everywhere, everywhere in our life. So talking about scripture, I want to highlight these two scriptures that talk about relationships. One Peter 4:8, above all, love each other deeply because love covers over a multitude of sins. That will bring us back to forgiveness, right? It's easier to forgive someone who you love and care for. And that can be love in a platonic manner as well. We need to really look at how we're treating people and how we're respecting people. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing, right? We need to encourage people, not downgrade people. As I've said many times before, we're usually taught what we do wrong, what we need to do better, the direction we should be. Our focus needs to be on positive. Yes, some people need correction and guidance, but you can still do it in a loving manner as well. So welcome, Judith. And she is telling us that in Finland, Valentine's Day is called, and I'm not going to pretend I can pronounce that, but it means Friends Day, covering everyone. How beautiful. And I know here in America in schools, we do that. We celebrate Valentine's Day where the kids give Valentines to their friends and classmates as well. So now that we have that biblical foundation of how we need to treat each other, and I think most of us already know that, we just forget when we get wrapped up. It's so easy being human to look for transactional relationships. Like I spoke about yesterday in my post, relationships should not be transactional, which means you shouldn't be looking for what you can get from another person. And that's why you're in relationship with them. And I did hear somebody else vocalize yesterday to a group of people how networking should be, in relationships should be transactional. And that kind of rubbed me the wrong way. Yes, we're all looking for opportunity. We're all looking for things that we can get and do, but our heart needs to be in the right place. We need to be thinking about what we can do for others and how we can serve. Things will come. Now, that being said, should still be open to opportunities, but not taking advantage of people. And I think when relationships are transactional, it's more taking advantage of what someone can get from the other person. Good morning, Ronald. Happy to have you here in the USA. Again, I'd love to hear who's here. Post a comment and tell me where you're from. Unfortunately, I don't see all the comments. I think it has to do with connections on LinkedIn, and StreamYard doesn't allow. I'm also live streaming on Facebook and YouTube, and I don't think StreamYard is able to pull those comments in, but I will go back to all of them. So everyone who's coming in, welcome, welcome. And Judith, thank you so much for that confirmation about my transactional relationship posts. I appreciate that. So again, when we're talking about relationship from a Christian, this is a Christian woman's perspective. This is my perspective. And I believe that you need to be in relationship with God. He should be the very first one you're in relationship with, and you build those relationships upon your relationship with God. And God helps keep you centered in what is good and correct. And again, like my reading this morning said, God sees all. You don't have to do good for people to see you to do good, right? You do good because it's the right thing to do and it's what we should do. Another thing about your relationship with God, as you're building that relationship, you need to keep a few things in mind. And again, our world is a multitude of faiths, religions, and some people who don't believe, they believe in other things. They believe the universe is all powerful. That's fine. I have no problem with that. Everyone has faith in something, even when you say you have faith in nothing. That's having faith in nothing. So you have faith in something. So think about how you can build whatever faith you have into your life for a strong foundation. Now, as a Christian, we really like to have a deep prayer life, a good prayer life, starting out your day with prayer, praying by yourself, praying with other people, making it come easy. Prayer is really a conversation with God, right? And I know as a Catholic, a lot of people don't understand the Catholic faith, including a lot of Catholics, because you hear terms like, I'm praying to the saints, I'm praying to this, I'm praying to Mary. That's not quite correct. I don't want to get into a religious discussion, but anyway, prayer is really a discussion with God, a conversation with God. Worship. We should have worship time, whatever your faith or not faith is. Have that time for worship, which is a great time for community and building relationships. And whatever spiritual practices you have to deepen that connection, that includes, you know, meditation, just really walking through nature and enjoying what God has given. Right. Ronald, thank you. Proverbs is a great place to go to talk about relationships. And yes, the Bible does talk about business in there. It's a great place to read for a lot of things, actually. And as we're talking about relationships, we talked about God. You know, everybody believes that Valentine's Day is about romantic relationships. Here we have Judith telling us Finland, it's about friendships. And it is really about friendships. If you have a good romantic relationship, it is based on a friendship. You have a strong friendship with your significant other. So let's talk about building healthy friendships. Again, there are people out there looking for that transactional relationship. So you need to make sure you have boundaries in place to watch out for that. That doesn't mean you shouldn't give, but give with the expectation of not receiving. Don't expect to receive because you're giving. Supporting and uplifting friendships can do so much for a person. They have value in, again, the support. If you're feeling low or down, your friend is there. If you just need to vent, your friend is there. Your friend is there to encourage you, to also offer another side, another view of things that maybe you don't see. So friendships are very important in life, and they can look different for different people, right? I have highlighted comments by two different people. One I've met in person once, and one I have yet to meet in person, one in Finland, and Ronald, who is in the USA. We were actually able to meet here in Texas in a city that I'm not from. We happened to be there the same weekend, but we have a friendship that is more of the virtual nature, I'll say, right? Not just online, but we do communicate on different communication channels regularly, and we support each other in different ways. And Ronald, yes, Ronald's always full of wisdom. Love your neighbor as yourself. First, love and value yourself in healthy ways, which, of course, you know that. And I've talked about that. Self-care, self-love is very important. Another aspect of your relationships is your family. You need to nurture those family bonds, right? So let's talk about family relationships and faith. When you marry someone, or maybe it's not marry, maybe it's just having a relationship with or building a family with someone, the whole person of you and the whole person of them are in that relationship. That includes whatever values you hold, whatever morals you hold, whatever faith beliefs you hold. And the other person will help mold those or sometimes hinder those. So you need to be strong in your faith, but you also need to be open to listen to what the other person has to say and be supportive of their faith, ensuring that neither hinders the other's beliefs. And when we're looking at our family ties. So again, families nowadays look very, very different from family to family. We have single parent homes, single parent being just a mother and a child, just a father and a child or children. We have married partners, same-sex marriages. We have man and woman marriages. We have children in both those relationships. We have no children in both those relationships. We have families that are single people with no children, and they have families that are really their friends who are stepping in to be their families. And same thing in the other families. Really, families just look different. We also have step families. I'm trying to get them all in there so I don't miss anyone. But really, just family dynamics are widely varied. We need to make sure that we're building up our family relationships. We need to make sure that we are not lost in those relationships. And Yudit brings up, yes, learn to love yourself. If you have no idea how, follow me. You'll get the idea. Absolutely. Thank you for that. My friend supporting and encouraging me. So in your family relationships, it's really important to be intentional, especially when there's work involved and children. I love my children, but they do own your life, really. A lot of women and some men get lost in the identity of parenthood, that they forget who they are. they don't know who they are, and it affects all their relationships. It affects their spousal relationship, the relationships with their children. It affects the relationships at work. It affects their self-esteem. So while you're building up your family ties, don't lose yourself and be very loving and supportive to those in your family. Be encouraging, recognizing their strengths, what they have to offer. And now, of course, Valentine's Day, we're going to talk about romantic relationships. Oh, thank you, Ronald. So sweet. Thank you. As do yours. And I love listening to Ronald on the shows he's on and provides spiritual guidance as well as wisdom from his life experiences. So when we're addressing significance of intentional, God-centered romantic relationships, I want to point us back to the Bible, which is a great place, a great source of support and help. Ephesians 4, 2 to 3. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Let that sink in. This is really something that is very important, beneficial, that will help you in dating and in being in relationships. Be completely humble and gentle. Really appreciate the other person. Know that you offer a lot, but so does the other person. And make sure they shine as well as you shine. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Relationships are hard. Dating, being married, working together, they're all hard. It's something that takes love and effort. Be patient. Be understanding. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. So, when you're in a relationship, especially a romantic one, if you don't argue, you're not communicating. Right? Because there is going to be misunderstandings. There is going to be things that we don't agree with the other person, and the other person doesn't agree with you. Keep the peace by being understanding. Listen to what the other person has to say. When you are taking the time to create thoughts while the other person is talking of how you're going to respond and what a better argument you have, you're not truly hearing what the other person has to say. There will be no peace because you two will be talking at each other. And remember, someone has to give first. Why not it be you? Why not you respond with how you understand what the feelings they're relaying? And make sure if it's something someone did, don't combine the action with the person, right? The action is separate from the person. You may not like something they did, but you still love that person. Make sure that's clear and understood. That's probably the biggest tips I have for romantic relationships. And, oh, of course, never forget the other person. Don't wait till Valentine's Day, a birthday, or an anniversary to say I love you. Don't wait for a special occasion to say I appreciate you. Don't wait for a special occasion to say thank you. Even the small things are important. Thank you for doing the dishes. This has saved me so much time. Now I can do this. I appreciate you. Those simple acts, and I know Ronald can attest to that in his long marriage with his wife. He does so much for her, and I know she does so much for him. that these little acts of kindness and appreciation go a long way to building trust and a strong foundation in the relationship. So I've hinted at it earlier about forgiveness and reconciliation, right? So I want to go back. Before I get into that, I want to go into the comments a little bit. Thank you, Judith and Ronald, for being my super fans. I appreciate it very much. Judith says, learn to love your, Ronald says, yes, learn to love yourself, mind, will, and emotions. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Dwell with each other with understanding. Very, very well said, Ronald. Absolutely. And Judith says, just do not flex so much that you will lose yourself while doing it. Exactly. Boundaries with courage to handle and vocalize issues. Never be a doormat. That's very true. Very true. We do need to make sure that we have balance in communication and in our giving in our cooperation with the other person, that one person should not be more than the other. Ever. They should not be taken advantage of. You are not there to serve man or woman in whatever level relationship it is. You are not there to serve the other person. And they are not there to serve you. It is a relationship. It's a give and take. And it sometimes it's not equal, but in the long run, it will work itself out. And Ronald, seek first to understand, then to be understood. Absolutely. Thank you, Ronald. Yes. So when we don't understand what the person is saying or what their point is, then it creates more havoc, arguments, confusion, hurt, and anger. I have to say, my husband and I, oftentimes when we're communicating, we're like this. And it takes us a little bit to understand, hey, I'm talking about X and you're talking about Y. And although they're similar, they're different, let's come together. And we've been married, let me do the math. I think it's this year in October, it'll be 33 years, I think. Anyway, it's around there. But it's a long time, and it's still every day it's work, but it's work for love, and it's love that supports the work. We're both evolving, we're both learning, we're both getting into new things. So there's more to learn, more to listen, more to appreciate. And Ronald, the movie line was, is it better to be right or alive? Forgiveness and understanding. Excellent. Absolutely. And of course, I'm going to get into forgiveness now. So, and yeah, Frank, welcome. Where are you coming in from? Let's do the math. Yeah. Once I hit 30 years, it's just kind of, I don't know. It's a long time, yet it's not a long time. But each year is like another day, and each day is like another year, right? Oh, here's Judith saying in Finland, better under a slipper than under the sky. Sometimes better under the sky, though. Not quite sure I understand that. I guess it's about being seen, maybe, right? You can correct me if I'm wrong. So if you're under a slipper, you're not seen so well. Under the sky, everyone sees you. But let's move along and talk about forgiveness and reconciliation. And I've done a little bit about that. And I believe next week I get into forgiveness. And my live next week will be a workshop in self-forgiveness. So when we talk about forgiveness, it's very important in the Christian life to forgive. It's good for the other person, and it's good for the person who's doing the forgiveness. It's horrible to feel a grudge. And when you don't forgive, you're holding on to hatred, really. When we're so angry at a person that they need forgiveness, it's coming to from a place of hatred, whether it's about the action or the person, and it eats away at you. It's not good for you or the other person. And Christians talk about that all the time. And depending on your religion, forgiveness or reconciliation look like different ways. But in reality, right, we're all people. And we need to really focus on being forgiving. Love the person, hate the sin. That's something that we say, right? So something that they do wrong, you don't have to approve of what is done to forgive the person. We all make mistakes. We are human. Okay, it has clarification for me. It means submitted under your spouse better than living outside. Huh, interesting. Okay. And Ronald, thank you for being here while you can. I look forward to any comments you share on the replay. Thank you. So again, forgiving is important. We're human. We make mistakes. It's going to happen. I make mistakes. You make mistakes. Forgive me. And if you don't think I do, just watch my broadcasts. I make them every episode. But it's okay. I'm human, right? So, and let's talk about navigating conflicts and seeking that reconciliation. So if you're dealing with something really, really difficult and you're having a hard time to forgive, really look within yourself and what is occurring within you that makes it hard for you to forgive the other person. Most likely, it's not the action of the other person, it's a reaction that you are having within you, right? It's a feeling or a memory or an experience that's being brought back up within you. So how do you change that? Of course, mindset changes it. Look for the gift or the opportunity. And sometimes it's just acceptance. We can just accept what happened and move on. Sometimes we can learn from it. And sometimes we just need to accept it. So think about that when you are having a hard time forgiving someone. And when you know you have done wrong, you need to seek that forgiveness from the other person. Apologize. Why is it so hard for people to apologize and admit the wrong? I have found throughout my life when making mistakes, when I just own up to it, people are so much more forgiving. They have more understanding toward what you do wrong. If you don't take accountability for what you did, it makes the hurt last longer for the other person. It builds anger. It breaks down trust. Builds mistrust and breaks down any trust you have. So seeking that reconciliation, showing forgiveness are very, very important in relationships and relationship building. And again, accountability is a big part of that. You need to be accountable for your part in the disagreement, the wrongdoing, the misunderstanding, whatever's taking place. And even if you think you didn't play a part, most likely you did. I've come to learn that about myself. With my marriage, a lot of times, I think, no way am I wrong, right? And then I figure it out. It was my fault because I thought I was communicating something that I wasn't communicating because I already understood what I wanted to say. I had the context here, but didn't give the context in my thoughts and words and actions. So learning, right? We all do it. So be willing to forgive, be willing to apologize, and learn what's happened, learn what the causes are, and just really work in forgiveness and reconciliation. And again, join me next week to learn how to forgive yourself. Yeah, Yuda, you're absolutely right in that. When you see your own flaws, it's much easier in your life. It makes it much easier and to admit them at a faster pace. Absolutely. And it also helps other people, especially I think in working relationships, when someone who is a supervisor, a leader, a manager, higher up, CEO, makes a mistake and admits it to their colleagues, to their direct reports, to the people they serve in the company, which is a much better way to say that and to think it. It shows people that it's okay to make a mistake, learn from it, and move on. Absolutely. So now I want to talk about in relationships, serving others, because again, that's what I talk about. How can you serve others? So what happens when you serve other people? When you're able to give of yourself? Yesterday, I went to a college, excuse me, and did a co-presentation with two other lovely young ladies to a group in a college about networking. And of course, I preached about individuality and being yourself. But as I'm serving these people, and this was a pro bono thing. So what I gained from it was joy in serving and helping others. And a lot of things that we do, that is what you're going to get. Now, in the long run, people may refer you out for things. They will think of you when they need things. But really, there's just such a deep joy and fulfillment when you serve other people. So think about that. What are you doing to serve others today? It could be your family, it could be your friends, it could be at work, it could be in the public, it could be for a nonprofit, it could be doing community service, it could be just supporting someone on social media who needs a comment or a follow. There's just so many ways to serve. Oh, saying thank you, right? Grabbing the door for someone, putting a smile on your face. That really, sir, you don't know how much that touches other people. I think I've talked about this before on a live, but when I was working retail many years ago, I did an experiment. I had to wear a smock with pockets. And in my pockets, I stuffed little Tootsie Roll Midgies, the little tiny Tootsie Rolls. And I went up to employees all over this massive store with a smile. And said, "Hello, I have a treat for you." And what I received back was joy and surprise. It was just amazing. Such a small act of service was an amazing, amazing feeling for me. I encourage all of you, and especially Christian women, but all of you who are here watching live or the replay, to express love through your acts of service. Do things with love and kindness every day. You will not believe what you get in return. But again, give without expectation of receiving, but you will receive. It just happens. It does. And we heard a little bit earlier from the audience, and I mentioned briefly about self-care. So that's my next topic in this about relationship is balancing relationships with self-care. You absolutely cannot lose yourself in your relationship. It will make you miserable and it will ruin the relationship. You need to maintain your individual well-being while investing in the relationship. So you look at several things. When you're in a relationship, there's the other person, there's you, and then there's the relationship, right? So there's kind of like three entities in this specific. When you throw in kids, or if you're talking professional, then there's all your coworkers. There's can be many people in this scenario. but I'm going to focus on the three just for sake of simplicity. We do want to encourage the other person to have self-care and to take care of them. And you can be part of that by, let's see, there's many different ways. Sometimes people run a bath for the other person. They cook a meal. They buy them a gift certificate for a massage. They maybe give them a massage. They listen intently as they unravel their day that was very stressful to them. There's many different ways that you can give and provide some self-care for the other person. And then there's the self-care, the care for the relationship, right? How do you nurture that relationship? Time spent together, time spent doing things this person enjoys, time spent doing things you enjoy, time spent doing things both of you enjoy, listening, doing things together, making sure there's good conversation between the two where there's mutual understanding, learning, and trust being built, right? And then there's you. And you have to make sure that you are taking care of yourself, especially if a lot of times in relationships, there's one person that's more of the caregiver than anyone else, whether it be a spouse, a partner, children. There's usually one person that's more of a giver, and that's just who they are. And you have to make sure that although you're giving to yourself. Sometimes the other people don't understand what your needs are. You need to speak them clearly, plainly. A lot of people need it in black and white. I need time for myself. That's vague. You know, you just had a shower that was by yourself and you had the music playing or you were singing. The other person may see that as self-care, and it can be. But what are your needs? Be specific. I need time to reflect on my day and write in my journal. 10 minutes before bed is what I need. That's clear, and that's a clear expectation for the other person so they understand truly what you need for self-care. That's just one example. And again, we're always talking about relationships. We're always going to talk about boundaries, right? And I know you'd have brought that up, but we even talked about that in networking because you need to have personal boundaries. You need to have professional boundaries. Know what you can provide comfortably for the other person, and comfortably has many meanings to it. Because some things you just might feel uncomfortable about, but also comfortably so that you're not being lost, that it's not the only person being served. So put up those boundaries and also speak the boundaries. Let them know, I can do this for you, but on this day, I can't. So let's use a very simple task. Let's say it's a married couple. And the one spouse always makes a lunch for the other person. But they are finding on Fridays, they're extremely busy. They have their own deadlines to meet. And making the lunch for their spouse on that day, although an act of love, is really causing them stress and anxiety because they could use those few extra minutes to tend to something that comes up every Friday. So speak it. I love serving you by making your lunch for you every Monday through Thursday. But on Fridays, it stresses me out. I need that extra time. Know that I love you and I still care for you, but I need to take this time back for myself. And this is why. And make sure the other person understands. Make sure they understand that you're not getting upset. If you don't speak it and they don't understand it, and you just keep doing it, you're going to be resentful. It's going to cause hurt. It's going to cause anger. So put up those boundaries and express those verbally and make sure the other person knows that. Make sure you are spending time in self-care, whether it be daily, weekly, monthly, and really it should be all of the above. you should have daily routines. Like one of my self-cares, before I even get out of bed, I just thank God for being alive and for giving me another day, and please guide me on this day. Now, my husband's usually out of bed. I don't have to express that to him because he's really not there. So it doesn't matter, but I'm still using that time. That's my self-care time, and it's building myself up. I'm using that. So it can be something simple to doing something. I go and spend time with my oldest daughter and her wife, and usually my husband doesn't go. It's just girl time, and we just spend time bonding, and he's good with that. And he knows I need it. Same thing with my youngest daughter. We have special time that we spend together. And my husband and I, of course. My son is far away, so ours is always by video chat. But anyway, there's time you need to spend with people that is part of your self-care. Just make sure you communicate that. Again, boundaries and self-care, very important in relationships. Balancing them and communication is definitely a huge foundation of that. Mentorship and discipleship. You hear that a lot. If you're Christian, you hear discipleship a lot. In business, you hear mentorship a lot. There's mentorship in all aspects of life. Mentorship is someone, a mentor is someone who has been there and done that and guides you through their process, what they've experienced. Now, I'm a coach. That's different than a mentor. A coach is someone who helps you find answers from within. Okay. That doesn't mean that I can't be a mentor for someone or disciple someone. That's just another aspect. But know that when you're looking for a mentor, it's someone who's been there, done that. My youngest daughter and her husband and their baby have been living with us. They're preparing to move out on their own again. And this is going to be a great journey for them. They're going to be a little ways away from me, so it's tearful, but I'm happy for them. But I have expressed to my daughter to make sure to make friends with people with young children, because you're going to want the mentorship. You're going to want to have somebody who has similar values that you can follow. And also, mentorship can be a means of spiritual growth. When you find people with the same values as you, they will help you grow in the same faith-filled way. So you need to make sure that you look at that as a part of your mentorship. Even in business, if you're a faith-based business person and you find a mentor who does not believe, does not have a faith foundation, you most likely won't agree with all of their business practices because you will walk a different line than they will. Discipleship and building faith, you need to share your faith with people. Right? You need to build your strong foundation of faith and be a disciple. And basically, being a disciple is walking the walk, walking the talk, right? Whatever you talk, you walk. So practice what you preach. Be who you say you are. Your actions will speak louder than your words. Be that in all aspects of your life. Be a mentor and be a disciple. So again, I just want to really emphasize that really when you're looking at relationships, no matter what kind of relationship it is, you need to have a strong foundation. You need to have boundaries. You need to build trust. You need to have communication. You need to build relationships with similar values. Sometimes in a work environment, that's not as easy, but they're there. It doesn't mean you can't have a relationship with someone. Just make sure you know what your boundaries are and that you aren't made to give on your boundaries. And have self-care for yourself. Self-care for yourself. Oxymoron. And make sure that the people around you are also indulging in self-care. And that is my Christian woman's perspective on relationships. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate each and every one of you. If this has been helpful at all, please do share it. It will live as a replay, and it will be uploaded to my podcast, my audio podcast, which is available everywhere. If you'd like to follow and connect, you can find me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. I do some TikTok videos. You can follow my business page, Cultivate and Thrive, on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on Instagram, and I have a YouTube channel where this is playing live and the replay will live. I appreciate each and every one of you. I appreciate any comments, questions, or concerns. If there's anything else you'd like to hear about, please let me know. And I invite you to join me next week as I talk about forgive yourself. I'm going to have a mini workshop on this next week. So make sure to join me, and I'm going to finish my coffee in my Valentine's cup. Have a great day. And remember, cultivate and thrive.